Rush, A Lord of the Rings, Real Person Fic, written by Anatsuno and read by Sly. She'd seen them the other day. Miranda, the willing target for Orlando, to miss and then get. They probably thought they were alone, so late and not even on set. In the warehouse, where practice targets have been moved, when a storm caught the whole crew by surprise. She'd seen them then, but she's watching them now, in that forest, wondering if Miranda is second best for Orlando, the way Orlando is second best for Miranda. Everybody knows that Viggo had all the first dibs on Mir he could have ever wanted. Only Kate knows why Viggo's done nothing. She's asked. It's been a really long time for Kate, but that roll, and Mir's open smile, and the agreeable, supple disposition of all of her. It all tastes of possibility. Teases at Kate's old habits. Makes her want to be terrible and beautiful as the dawn again. Want to take and to bend. Want to rule. So she waits for the elf to be finished and zipping his jeans again. For the afterglow to fade a bit. She waits, and she checks for that certain gleam of greed she's seen before in the maiden's eyes. She waits until the unforgettable tempo for it comes back to her in a rush, and she swoops in to pin with hips and glare and hands, all in flawless succession. Then bends and bites and claims. Lothlorien has never been more fragrant than here now. Real flower scents, and Miranda's breath of surrender, a glorious alchemy of rebirth, that Kate absorbs in total wonder. A little rush of breeze in the tall trees around hisses a perfect yes. The end. This has been Rush, a Lord of the Rings real person fic, written by Anatsuno and read by Sly. If you liked this story, please feel free to leave feedback for the author. And if you like the podfic, feel free to leave feedback for me. A link to the story can be found in the podfic post, and a link to the podfic post can be found in the metadata of this file. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.